Coach on the road once again with the MLB stars of the game, and I'm over here in the White Sox locker room, and I got the man here for the White Sox. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Shane Smith, Chicago White Sox, right-handed pitcher.
Shane, where are you from?
I'm from just north of Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston?
Yep.
So a Boston, Massachusetts boy wind up in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a crazy game, and, you know, stuff happens pretty quickly, but... Yeah, there's a couple of us Mass guys that ended up here, but we enjoy the city of Chicago.
Uh-huh, I see he's bigger than you, too.
Yeah, it's all right. He did it last time, too.
So, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a big league ball player. What was this journey like for you getting here?
It was a long one. You know, a lot of injuries early on in my college career and professional career. You know, my first healthy year in 5 years was 2023, so was in low A and high A in 23, yeah, finished in double A. And then last year I was in double and triple A, and then got rule fived by the White Sox in December. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, started in spring training with Chicago with a new team and a new org, and worked my way onto the roster.
So for the youngster out there, what does rule five mean?
Rule five is a draft that happens with the professional teams that if you're unprotected on the 40-man roster, mm-hmm. on the big league roster, then other teams get to have a pick at some of those players in that year or years prior if you're unprotected. So Milwaukee Brewers chose not to protect me in their 40-man roster, so then I get put into a pool of players that were unprotected, and then the other teams can, you know, pick and choose to have a guy in their big league roster for that year.
So, you know, I'm from Chicago, so in the hood, they said if they didn't protect you, they weren't sure you no love.
Yeah, no, they, you know, teams make decisions all the time, and, you know, they chose to protect, you know, two of my teammates, and, you know, happy for those guys. You know, there's not much you can do. The only thing you can do is go out there and perform and make the most of the opportunity that you get. So, you know, all the front office stuff and business decisions that teams make, there's not much you can do about it. You're better off spending your time and your energy on, you know, what can I do to get better.
So this at the end of the day, it worked out for you in the big leagues.
Absolutely. I'll take the position I'm in any day.
So what is it like being like? A lot of kids see you guys on TV. They don't understand what you guys go through. They don't get to see you inside of a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the feeling like?
It's I'm very grateful when I show up every day. You know, come in here and hang out with guys like Cam Boozer and Matt Dice, and you know, just to be every day with guys that, you know, love to be here. You know, everybody cares about what they do. They care about, you know, they take care of their bodies, they take care of their minds. You know, we play every day. So, like, you know, a bad day, a good day, you know you're going to wake up the next day and you're going to have to do it all again. So, you know, it's a grind, but every day you come in, you're like, I get to be a big league ball player. So, you know, very blessed and very grateful to be here.
And you see the fans will get to see that Cam, get Cam over there. Cam over there ragging you while you're doing it.
Yeah,
that.
That's all right.
They don't
that's
get to
right.
see that part.
That's all part of it. That's all part of it. You know, I think it's important for guys to have fun, and you know, it's pretty easy to be like, oh, I had a bad day yesterday, but like I said, you show up the next day, and, you know, guys are smiling, it's a new day, you say what's up, and, you know, you get to work.
So, you know, speaking of having fun, you know, I used to coach college baseball, mm-hmm. coach high school ball, mm-hmm. and, you know, I had guys on the road, and I mean, I understand the bonding that goes with a team. I mean, a lot of comical stuff that goes on, but you say, what happens on the team stays on the team, but,
yeah.
I mean, it's a bond between you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you spend, you know, close to 10 hours a day with the same group for 182 days straight. So, you know, like the guys that I played with in the minor leagues that I'm still really close with and lived with, and you just spend so much time with them, they turn into your brothers. So, you know, whether it's on flights or team hotels or dinners, you know, you're joking around, you're having fun. It's just like you're, you know, it's not like college, which is a little different, but you're just spending every day with the guys. So it's really cool. You got to make light of it and have fun with it. So,
yeah, it's some nonstop laughter that people don't understand.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, whether it's inside jokes or stuff that happens on the field or off the field. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's hard not to have a good time with these guys.
So let's talk about some. I think our rookies had to sing on the bus. You had to sing, yeah.
I did have to sing. Yeah. You know, it's something that rookies do just for, you know, guys that don't know them to get to know them a little bit more and share a little bit about yourself. I think it's good for everybody to get uncomfortable every once in a while. You know, like, more time you're uncomfortable, you get better at doing it, and the next thing you know, you're kind of, you know, not singing in front of the bus willy-nilly, but you're, you know, you're a little more comfortable with those things.
So what was your song?
I did Stand By Me by Ben Lee King. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What about Dress Up Day? You had Dress Up Day yet?
No, we haven't had that one yet. Oh, we haven't had that one yet.
I'm sure you heard about it. No.
I have. I think it might differ from year to year, so I'm looking forward to what we got this year. But yeah, I'll be ready when they put the message out.
So wink, you might get a ballerina costume.
I mean, I could be in a ballerina. I could be in a a hot dog costume. It could be anything. I'm sure me and Mike will shop together to get something that we like.
He just gave you a look. See, I get to see the stuff y'all don't get to see on camera. So, I mean, what is it like pitching, getting big league hitters out? I mean, on TV it looks so easy and the fans think, but what is it like getting big league hitters out?
It's a thrill. It's really cool to see, for guys like rookies, this is your first year doing it and this is your first time doing all this stuff. So, it's understanding, just like when you're, 12 or 13, you think you're good and you think the hitter's good and it's, mano a mano, one-on-one. So, now it's a little different when you're in the big leagues and guys are better and bigger names. But everybody, you give yourself a fair shot against anybody. I think that's a really way to go about it. If you think like, oh, I can't get this guy out because he's, so-and-so has been in the league for so long. Obviously you respect that and you could get hurt or you get burned more likely. But understanding that, your stuff is good and you're there for a reason.
So you're from Boston. You had any Chicago pieces yet?
I had one place. It's called Zaza's. Mm-hmm. I think it's north of the city. But that's really the only one I've had so far.
You don't have no Geno's yet?
No, nothing.
Oh, we're going to take you out and show you the
time. Yeah, I know. I got to get out more. I spend too much time at the ball field.
Okay, last two questions. What's your thoughts about your experience in Chicago?
I think it's been great so far. I live in downtown and
doesn't that say that the fans gonna be stuck in you?
No, I mean I hope that was vague enough. Really cool city, very walkable. People in it are kind to me and kind to my family. So I've been definitely welcomed with open arms.
In Chicago, the downtown is a high rent district.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. Thankfully I'm able to take care of that right now.
You're getting major league pay. He's straight.
I'm able to take care of it.
Last question.
Yeah.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You walk in this locker room for the very first time, see a uniform hanging out. What's this feeling like?
It's a combination of realizing all your hard work has come to this point. And realizing that you don't want to do anything else with your life, for me personally. I came in here for the first day and it was like, I'd love to see this and I want to see this for a very long time. So, your work to get here means something, but also the work, once you get here to stay here is just as important.
Did you cry?
I don't know if I cried when I walked in. I think I cried when I went out and saw the field for the first time.
Cried.
Definitely some tears on the first day.
Mama cried?
Oh, everybody.
We
everybody.
Mama
yeah, she did. She did for sure.
Coach with the man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
On social media, click the link to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fanbase, our podcast. Become a subscriber on our YouTube channel and visit our website at mem247.com. That's mem247.com.
The Diary of a Coach/Former MLB Scout 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Present and future coaches and players need to understand the journey of baseball. It's important to recognize that baseball is a business first and a game second. There are challenges like the disappointment of not being drafted, the lucrative nature of travel baseball, and the impact of disgruntled parents.
The Diary of a Coach/Former MLB Scout, 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Present and future coaches and players need to understand the journey of baseball. It's important to recognize that baseball is a business first and a game second. There are challenges like the disappointment of not being drafted, the lucrative nature of travel baseball, and the impact of disgruntled parents. When you become the face of an organization, you bear the weight of all its challenges. This journey and much more are all explored in the book. It's a good read, inspirational, nostalgic, entertaining, and intriguing. Buy one for a friend at your diary, 247.us. That's your diary, 247.us.